5:44 on this Thursday afternoon. I'm Jill Dittmeyer. A new film on Miles Davis called Miles Ahead premiered just a few weeks ago at the New York Film Festival. It's created and stars Don Cheadle, the actor, and also a local Indianapolis jazz bassist, Brandon Meeks, who joins us live in studio this afternoon. Welcome, Brandon.
Thanks, Gio.
And many of you probably recognize Brandon. He's part of Native Son, which is one of our small studio session bands that we featured here on our WFYI.org website as well. But you got to play Ron Carter, one of Miles Davis's bassists.
Right. That's correct.
And how did you get involved with the picture to start with?
I heard of an audition that they were doing very early in the planning of the film. And there are some friends I have over in Cincinnati, Ohio, that I routinely play with. And they were telling me about this audition. And I kind of just decided to go on a whim. I really had no idea that I would get the part, but I just thought it would be fun to just go and try out. And lo and behold, they gave me a call back. Totally surprised.
And then, so you spent several days in New York City where they filmed the movie, because that's where Cheadle really believes that that's where Miles Davis really made it. I mean, really started his whole thing.
Well, actually, the setting of the movie is New York City, but they filmed it in Cincinnati.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because they felt like Cincinnati looked more like New York in the 50s than
that's always
New York
the way
like
it is, isn't it? Right. And you said, but this movie is really kind of a story within a story.
That's correct. It's really historical fiction. It's definitely not anything like the other biopics that you'll see, like Ray or What's Love Got to Do with It. It really creates a story about Miles Davis within the context of his actual history, but instead of like trying to deal with everything that he did, because it's so extensive, I don't think they could really get it into a 2-hour movie. So they kind of created a story it's a really good, compelling story about Miles, and he's going through a battle with his record label, and they kind of really delve into his personality that way. But it's totally different than anything you would expect from this kind of movie, and I think it was really smart the way they played that.
What did you learn from it in two ways? One, being part of a film as a musician, mm-hmm. how was it similar or different than when you go and play at a venue?
Oh, it was an entirely different animal. When we go in as musicians, when we go and play at a venue, especially when we're doing jazz, you have the chance to kind of just be in the moment and just create as you go. With being on set, you know, everything is scripted, and they have to do everything over and over again to get it right. And so there's a lot of waiting involved, and there's a lot more repetition involved than just performing, because you have to, you have to stand a certain way. They have to make sure you look right in a certain lighting. It's a lot more detailed oriented, things that you normally don't even think about just performing. But to create an authentic look on a camera, they have to do so many things behind the camera to get it to look the way that it's supposed to. So it was a totally new experience for me. I'm really glad I got to do it.
And how do you feel differently about Miles Davis now?
I feel like almost kind of like I've actually had a chance to play with Miles in a way, because Don Cheadle, he did such an overwhelmingly good job with just bringing that character back to life that, I mean, it was so surreal. I really, felt at times that I was working with Miles Davis, and not to mention that Don Cheadle can actually play trumpet.
That's incredible.
So, and he's really studied Miles' style. So it was a surreal experience. It really kind of just caused me to dig deeper into Miles' history and even learn more about him. Even though, just playing jazz regularly, I kind of deal with
you
Miles'
knew a little
music.
Bit, yeah.
Yeah, but
the movie is Miles Ahead. It should be in wide release next spring. And as we go out here, Native Son's going to be performing in Dayton in a couple of weeks, but we're going to be listening to a little bit of your new music here, Brandon. Give us a quick clip on what this is. And
sure. This piece is called Illusion. It's going to be on my upcoming jazz project, and I think I'm going to title it Illusion. It's just something I wrote just for some of the local musicians here, Rob Dixon, Steve Jones, Greg Archery.
Some of the jazz greats. Brandon Meeks, thanks for stopping by today.
Oh, you're welcome.